I've never asked any of them to do anything, nor has anybody else. Especially would I never say to a dead man, Bill, come forth. I mean, you wouldn't waste words. You'd look foolish. Dead men can't hear. Dead men can't think. Dead men can't respond. Because they're dead. And dead means the absolute inability to do anything in response to any stimulus. There's no will. There's no power to think or act. But look at verse 44. He who had died came forth. Lazarus did exactly what Jesus asked him to do. Amazing. And he must have sort of stumbled out of there because he was bound hand and foot with wrappings. And his face was wrapped around with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Dead men can't respond. Dead men can't obey commands. He couldn't, but he did. He did what was impossible. How? How is it possible for a dead man to do what Jesus told him to do? We all know the answer. Because Christ gave him the ability to do it. If Christ hadn't given him the life, he couldn't have obeyed. And that's what's bound up in the earlier words of Jesus in verses 25 and 26. I am the resurrection and the life. And the amazing miracle of commanding a man who can't respond and then giving him the power to respond is analogous to salvation. The gospel commands dead men to rise, dead men to believe, dead men to understand, dead men to repent. The gospel commands dead people to do what, frankly, they can't do. Now, from there, I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 2, and here we see the depth of this problem. Ephesians chapter 2, this is not a description of Lazarus. This is a description of everybody. Ephesians 2, 1, and you were dead. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. In that condition, you formerly walked according to the course